What's occurring?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Three situations. You just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along on 81199. You still awake, chappers? You're
right. Yeah, I am.
Becky?
Just about.
Let's do it. Our first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
How would you describe him in three words?
Oh dear. Lucky old journalist.
That's good, that. That's
thank
good.
You.
Becky.
Small eyes, big hair.
That's no, four.
That's four.
Talent contest judge.
Now that you said that, though, he does have small eyes, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah. Really little pin eyes. Never noticed that before.
I haven't noticed that. So.
Anyway, we went on to that street. You know the one?
Stupid street.
Yes. And we asked people to describe Piers Morgan in three words. Remember, just three words. Which word would be the most popular? Chappers.
Judge.
Oh.
What?
That was going to be my word.
Well, you should have said first then, shouldn't you?
Man.
Man. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here we are on Stupid Street, asking them to describe Piers Morgan in just three words.
Describe Piers Morgan in three words.
A very nice man. That was four. But,
Self-obsessed idiot hole.
Spineless, smug, and what's another bad word? I don't know.
Okay, do you know Piers Morgan from Britain's Got Talent? Can you describe him in only three words?
He's got a smug face.
Is it possible for you to describe Piers Morgan in three words?
He's got a big fat head.
All right, can you describe for me Piers Morgan in just three words?
I think he got funny hair. Big. It's quite big, I think. And he's quite funny, what I like about him. And he say that he can do any talent better than anyone. He's doing that. What else? Well, funny. Big hair.
Just three words, please.
It's not a difficult concept to understand, is it?
She went on for sentences.
Three words.
I'm not going to give either of you that point.
Why? Someone said man.
But man was their fourth word. They went a very something man.
Oh, go on then.
Oh, what's the kidding?
I don't.
What do you mean, go on then? What, so you've given her the point just because she complained?
Yeah. Right. Next one. You know Mr. Methane? See the Britain Got Talent theme emerging here?
Mm.
Like the dairy one yesterday with cows.
And eggs.
And eggs. You voted off... Well, they voted off Mr. Methane last Saturday on Britain's Got Talent. Remember him? He was the guy who came in over a year ago to this show. We get them all first. A man who wears a green costume and farts his way through popular tunes. We liked him on this show, but they didn't like him so much on Britain's Got Talent. Here's my question to you. On last Saturday night's show, how many times did Mr. Methane guff before he got buzzed off by all three judges?
Oh.
Becky?
49.
You really thought about that?
Well, you said yesterday he did Blue Danube, so I just ran through it really quickly in my head with each beat. Am I taking this too seriously?
Yeah. Chappers?
20. Why are you laughing at that?
No, it's just because... You're looking really confused as to how she's worked that out.
Well, it looked like she was writing something down, or... Mm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Mr. Methane's performance on Britain's Got Talent, but how many times did he blow off?
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the art into fart. First of all, I just have to adopt the farting position. Okay. You pick...
Who's that?
That was a good one.
Music Master! Thank you.
Look at his face. is screaming as he does it.
Oh, it just reminds me of when he came in. It's just every time, I can just smell herring. He's not even in here. Oh, you all right, Chops?
No, I feel ill.
You weren't feeling the best before he played that.
No.
And now, oh, you've gone really pale, have you?
Oh, dear.
The answer was 49 guffs during the performance before...
No.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, I'm tired.
And he didn't do as many as that, did he? Because he didn't... Fart to eat.
You said 49. The correct answer was 37, so you still get the point. Is that right?
Well, yes.
Oh! What's occurring?
You just appear to be whatever Becky says. That's
I
right.
Yeah. Right, last one. You know when your mates call you up and they're drunk?
Yeah.
It's annoying, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You just want to get off the phone as quickly as you can, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't want to speak to him. But what if Jo Wiley called you up and she was absolutely steaming? Would you stay on the phone?
Of course.
Well, we put that to the test earlier. You know that thing we do with the Windows Media Player where we can slow down the voice? We put it on a slow speed.
Yeah.
Makes people sound a little bit tipsy, okay? So we got some clips of Jo Wiley. Slowed them down. A bit like we did with Hugh Jackman a while ago. Makes him sound like he's had some wine.
I've had a little bit too much. Oh, oh, oh. Hi, this is Hugh Jackman.
So you just put it on slow speed, okay?
Yeah.
Did that with Jo Wiley's voice. And called up the nicest man in the world. Who else but Barry Chuckle. So, steamingly hammered Jo Wiley is phoning Barry Chuckle. How long would he stay on to Jo for? And she is drunk.
Oh, I'm going first, am I, Becky? A minute.
1 minute. Becky.
1.5.
And the right answer is 1.5.
All right.
Oh, you're so moody today.
I've worked out what you did. You kept plying me with wine last night, so I'd be off my game this morning for this, and you'd win.
You shouldn't have drunk it then.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we've slowed Jo Wiley down, and here she is, calling Barry Chuckle. How long is he going to stay on to her for, though?
Hello?
Hi, sexy.
Hello? Who's this?
You know me.
Hello?
Hi, sexy.
Who's this, then?
I'm Jo Wiley.
Hello, Jo. How are you?
I'd like a pizza.
You'd like a pizza?
Can I order a pizza, please?
This is not a pizza delivery place, you see, so I don't know whether I can help you out with that.
Come on, I'm Jo Bleeding Wiley.
Yes, I understand that, Jo, yes, but...
You know me.
Of course I do, yes, of course I know you, Jo, yes, but I don't think I can get you a pizza.
If I show you mine, will you show me yours? Is Jo Wiley here, by the way?
Very good, Jo, yes.
You're actually talking to me.
Yeah, yes, yes, I am, yes. It's very good.
Think about the stories you can tell people. Good dine out on this one for years.
Yes,
your
yes.
Friends would say, what, really? The Jo Wiley? And you'd say, yeah, and the actual Jo Wiley.
Yes, the actual Jo Wiley. Yes, Jo, yes, it's very good, yes. You sound as though you're enjoying yourself.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Oh, well, the wife will be very pleased about that, yes.
Lick my hairy toes.
Very nice.
Am I getting on your nerves asking about your boobs?
Well, it's very nice to speak to you, Jo, and I hope you're having a good time. It sounds as though you are, yes.
because I'm Joe Wiley.
Nice to speak to you.
Love Barry Chuckle.
Bless. Oh, he's such a nice man.
The actual Joe Wiley.
Yes, the actual Joe Wiley. Yes, Joe. Yes, it's very good. Yes. Yeah. You sound as though you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? She's going to love that when she comes in later. The answer was 2 minutes. Becky wins hands down.